All right, it's time for another one of our valuable educations from our WTIS health expert, Dr. Tracy Lenhart. She's the medical director of Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo, and we have her here with us every Tuesday, and I learn something new every time. Anybody else who's paying attention, if you're awake, will also learn something, because she's one of the best doctors I've ever seen in my whole life, and she really knows what she's talking about. Good morning, Dr. Lenhart. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
All right. So many people are finding themselves today, and I see it more and more. I talk to people all the time in this absolute chronic state of being tired all the time. Okay. So what is it? How do you officially categorize fatigue as being chronic? When does it become chronic?
Okay, most of the time, chronic issues are about 3 months or more. But, you know, most people, they may be tired one day or 2 days. But when they're just fatigued day after day, then we start looking at chronic fatigue over 3 months. But fatigue by itself, it's just, you know, decreasing energy. So I always ask my patients, when's the last time you felt great? And then go from there as to see what happened.
Okay, and so, but there are so many different reasons why somebody has that chronic fatigue. There are a lot of different causes. What are the causes?
Oh, Lord, it can be anywhere from increased stress, poor dieting, lack of nutrition, anemia, iron deficiency, vitamin B12 deficiency, vitamin D deficiency, chronic infections, medications. There's so many different things that can cause it.
Now, that was interesting to me when we spoke about this yesterday. So some of the medications you're taking maybe for something else could actually be causing the chronic fatigue in your body?
Yeah, I mean, especially if you think about, like, basic people, you know, people go on blood pressure medication. Well, all the beta blocker categories lower a substance called CoQ10, and they're usually on a statin at the same time, which lowers CoQ10. And if they're diabetic, they're on a diabetic medication that lowers this specific nutrient. Well, I tell people this specific nutrient is the battery to your cell. So you're unplugging your battery, so to speak.
Okay, so you're fighting one thing, but you're unplugging your battery at the same time. And so you're getting that chronic fatigue syndrome, basically while you're trying to fight another problem in your body.
Well, chronic fatigue syndrome is a little bit different.
Oh, it is? Okay.
It's actually a syndrome, you know, and most of the time it's either caused by a virus or something else, or adrenal fatigue. That's severe. That's the end spectrum of chronic fatigue. That's
okay.
The person who can't get out of bed so much. But a lot of us just have, you know, where we're just not, we don't have the energy we used to have.
Sure.
And, you know, a lot of people are told, well, it's because you're aging or you're stressed or whatever. And it's not. It's, you know, something's going on in that system, and we just need to find out what it is that's causing your body not to make energy anymore.
And so many of us have that, like, you know, mid-afternoon crash where we just completely fall out. You know I do. I sometimes find myself falling asleep while I'm sitting up. Is that caused by the normal fatigue, or you were just mentioning adrenal fatigue, which is really about that comes from the stress? Tell me about the difference between.
Well, with adrenal fatigue, you have these two glands sitting on top of your kidneys called the adrenal glands. And they produce cortisol. They also produce a lot of your other hormones. But in adrenal fatigue, what's happening is you stress out that gland so much, because the hormone it produces the most is cortisol, and that's our stress hormone. So when we're under chronic stress, we've just kind of overused it where it can't make it anymore, and that's where they start pooping out, where you're not making the cortisol as much. Well, cortisol makes your energy. It makes epinephrine and norepinephrine.
Oh, okay. So then literally stress is what's causing that. Now, it's a higher ratio in female patients. Is that right?
It's usually quite higher in female patients. Progesterone is one of the main hormones that go into the adrenal glands. And so females have more hormonal dysfunction when that happens under stress. And men have a tendency, one of the downstreams of the cortisol system and the adrenal glands is testosterone production. So a lot of men under stress, their testosterone goes down.
Oh, okay. And now you said something to me yesterday, too, about a gold standard being the salivary. So help me with that, the test?
Oh, saliva test.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, see, I had a little trouble with that one.
Yeah.
I have been, the saliva stuck up my mouth. Okay, go ahead, tell us.
Yeah, for adrenals, what we do is we do usually saliva testing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because the cortisol spikes in the morning and kind of goes down in the afternoon and then further down in the evening. So we want to see what's happening in the diurnal rhythm. Diurnal means it kind of regulates during the day and night. So we want to see what's happening all the time, because a lot of people, they have different phases of adrenal fatigue. So they'll be, you know, super high in the morning and crash around 2.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the first drop happens. And that's where you get that afternoon lull. And then they'll be wired at night. We call it wired and tired. They're tired all day and then they wire at night, and that's because they're popping back up again.
I see.
And so then they can't sleep and they have insomnia, and that exacerbates the problem.
So you'll test the patient then at different intervals of the day to see where that spike in up and down is. See, no one else is doing that. That's why you're the best doctor in the world, I'm telling you. And the thyroid also has something to do with all this too.
Thyroid especially. Most people do think that when they're, you know, fatigued and everything, their thyroid's off. And lots of times it is. But again, stress will lower thyroid production. It will change the way we convert our thyroid. So we do. When someone's, you know, complaining of fatigue, we start looking at the basics. We start looking at super certain vitamin deficiencies. We start looking at the thyroid. We start looking at the adrenals. And then we go out from there. If we can't find our answers, we start looking at toxicities. We start looking at their medications. We start looking at, we can actually look at the entire energy cycle of how your body produces energy, called the Krebs cycle,
right,
and take it apart piece by piece. And
wow.
See exactly where your body's not making energy.
See, that's the cutting edge approach that you have to medicine that really, again, I always say it to you, it's like you're a detective. You're really taking each patient as a snowflake, taking a lot of time with them and trying to figure out why their specific reasons are that they're having this. Okay, so you're able to diagnose it by doing that. So then how do you treat someone who's having issues with fatigue?
Well, again, it depends on what's causing their fatigue. If it's hormonal or thyroid, we kind of, you know, replace the thyroid, or again, try to get it functioning again. If they have a virus, we go after the virus. If they have a Lyme disease or a CMV or an Epstein-Barr, we want to go after it. If they have, you know, vitamin D deficiency, we bring the vitamin D levels up. If they have iron deficiency, we bring the iron levels up. If they have, you know, we start with their diet and try to make sure that they're eating a correct diet. We start with their nutrition and make sure they're getting everything in there to make their energy. And if they have medications that are depleting certain things, we replace those depletions.
And you call those the wrong fuel, right? If there's the wrong fuel, because the body needs the right fuel. So again, let's talk about how you practice. You really will spend an hour with each new patient, and you really look at all the different factors, run a bunch of tests, and really look at the whole picture and the person as an individual, right?
Yeah, we have them fill out a, you know, pretty extensive questionnaire, so I have a really good idea of what's going on ahead of time. I try to get a really detailed history. I want to know everything that's happened. You know, if somebody, the last time they felt good was 7 years ago, I want to know what happened 8, 9 years ago that led up to the drop-off, you know, those kinds of things. So I can actually kind of pinpoint where it started, and then we know what to do about it. You know, like we had one patient who had a white count starting to drop. Well, 4 years ago, she had a pneumonia, you know, and that's about where it started. So then we knew we were looking for a chronic condition that caused that issue. And that's where we found that, you know, she had it. Infection still going on.
See, and again, when the most doctors spend that 10 seconds and then run out the room again, they're not able to really see all this and determine, you know, what these underlying causes might be of an individual's issue. So that's why you got to go to peaksofhealth.com or give them a call over there at 727-826-0838. Book your appointment right now with Dr. Tracy Lenhart at the Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. It's an innovative medical health strategy. Patients are clamoring for it. It's a cutting-edge use of technologies. Dr. Lenhart, thank you so much for joining us like you do every Tuesday. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.